All right, thank you, Eileen, and welcome everybody to the November 11th, Happy Veterans Day, 2024, WPFW Finance Committee meeting. Kamal Harris, Chair of the Finance Committee. Eileen Rosen, our Secretary, will call the roll.
Okay, Kamal Harris,
Present.
Julie Hewitt,
Here.
Sabu Hakim, he's not here yet, Tony Leon,
Present.
Eileen Rosen, I'm here, Lewis Wolf, not here. We have a couple of non-voting members, Miyuki Williams.
Present. Oh,
And Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll add anybody else who turns up. Okay, Kamal, go ahead.
All right, perfect. All right, everybody. So hopefully you've gotten the agenda. If not, let me go ahead and quickly read it. Number one is convene our meeting. Number two is to call our roll. Number three is to approve the agenda. Number four is our financial report from our interim general manager, Yuki Williams. Number five is a review of the FY25 budget. Number six is questions, new business. And number seven is to adjourn. Are there any adds or subtracts to the current agenda as read? All right, hearing none, that's our agenda for this evening. I want to bring forward, if I could, our interim general manager. Let me go ahead and quickly give some of the high-level stats and information, and then I will let her come behind and give us some color and detail around them as she sees fit. One second. All right. The agenda, I'm sorry. We're working for the month of October 2024, and the ending cash balance in the operating checking account for the month of October was $151,068, 151,068. The contributions slash cash received during the month of October was $171,448. That's total cash received. And during the fall fund drive, which includes our sustainers, Bill.me, Cash App, and PayPal, was totaling $235,000. Also during the month, the following expenses were incurred by the organization. The salaries line I'm about to read to you, which is $22,665, is inclusive of a single pay period. The cash, which is kind of the way it crosses over between months, some of the cash that was deposited for the first payroll, maybe the final one, I think it's the first payroll, was actually done in the prior month. So we've only got one cash deposit for salaries there at $22,665. The office rent during the month was $16,884. Power rent, $6,233. Telephone expense during the month, $12,156. Electricity for the tower, which is our Pepco bill, was $3,796. There was a BMI fee payment for the music rights. Payment was made to BMI in the amount of $2,000. Total other expenses, $5,967. The total cash out in the month of October, $69,701. $69,701. $1,000 during the month. So those are some of the high-level numbers, and I'll let Miyuki give her supporting commentary or anything she'd like to say for the month of October. So go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Before you go, Miyuki, I'm sorry. I saw Eileen's hand. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah. Can you send at least to me a list of those numbers, what you just read, so I can attach it to any notes from this meeting or even to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I have a file. I'll send it over and you can put it in the minutes and retain that. Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, Miyuki, go ahead.
So I'm offering color, you say?
Well, I'm still on my sports analogies there. So, you know, the color commentator always gives that a little extra about how good or bad the quarterback play is. So, yes.
Okay. Well, the drive fell short of our goal. Our goal was $300,000. It's at $235,000. Already this week, Gary, we've gotten an additional $6,000 of that, a portion of at least a third were were pledge forms that had to be inputted. So that number should go up a little bit more and we should be a little bit closer to where we would like to be. We also received an additional couple $1,000s from the reggae event we had in the first weekend of October. So that should go again. So maybe up to 240, 242. So we won't be as short as we thought. We have a couple of things coming up for the remainder of the year on, November the 20th. There's a fundraiser, at Blues Alley, which if we sell every ticket, has the potential to raise $15,000. I know we won't do that, but I'll be happy with $10,000. There's two sets at the Blues Alley. We get the full door and, the musicians are performing for free. So whatever, if we can get as many people to eat, we have a 7 o'clock and then a 9:30 set. If we can get maximum of 150 in each of those, we have potential to raise that much money. And other than that, there is, I'm also, going back to major donors. I had abated the, major donor, pursuit a little bit after August 15th and the cyber attack. It just focused between relocation, finance, everything else. I just haven't had a chance to focus on it. I'm still working on relocation, but it looks like, I can start working on trying to get more money from major donors again to make up for some of the shortages. The other thing I wanted to mention to you was that the telephone is high because there were past months that were not paid. So now we are caught up and closed. We're able to close that account, the account that took a bulk of the money. So that won't be as bad next month. However, electricity, which looks great at 3796, will be at least twice that much this month because we had, we were broadcasting it at a lower power. During the second week of the drive, I asked Mo to increase it back up to full power in hopes that it would get us more listeners, therefore more contributors. That didn't necessarily happen, but it certainly increased our electricity bill by twice. So that's going to be very high next month. Or this month, November. And that's all the color commentary I can think of at this moment. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, Miyuki. I'll take a stack if anyone has any questions for our general manager, interim general manager. Go ahead. And then, Dennis, I see your hand. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to know, are we taking the power, going back to half power after the drive?
No, it's not legal, apparently, to continue to broadcast at low power. Oh. And so Mo was doing it at risk of whatever, but I do plan to ask him to start to do it again when the weather gets hotter.
Okay.
It was significant because he said bills in the summer have been as high as 21,000. And
yeah.
I think while we were doing it, it was not more than 6 or 7. But for the balance of the year, for at least the next few months, we're going to go full power again.
Okay.
For the legal reasons.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Dennis, Tony, go ahead.
How much is the reggae event?
I sent it to Satari so she can report at the LSB meeting. I don't have the exact amount, Tony, in front of me.
I thought you gave a figure.
Yeah, I said a figure. I gave a couple. It was like 4,000 maybe, or 3,000, so close to 4,000. I just don't recall this moment. I sent it to, I could probably find it while we're talking.
Okay, no, I'll wait.
Oh, LSB, I was just saying that to know that we were a little bit higher than the 235 indicated for the full part of the drive, but I'd be happy to give you, what I have or what I sent Sataria. This will take
let me interrupt you on that though, Miyuki, because the cash contributions line at 171,448, I believe should include any of that monies from the earlier event. So the 235K is really strictly what Otis's system,
correct,
plus Cash App plus PayPal is reporting. So any number from the Reggae event is already inclusive of the cash received during the month, but you still want that report so everybody kind of understands what that event actually did bring in. So
okay,
so no additional cash number, but a full report on the event.
So that's coming tomorrow or at the LSB meeting, because I can't find the past.
Okay, anything further, Tony?
The telephone bill is still high. And the last meeting, you told us that there was an account. There was a third account that was pretty old. You were talking with Verizon about you weren't receiving a bill, only collections letters, and that all lines were going to be consolidated. How's that going?
That's why it was, there was a $10,000 balance that was paid off. And that's what that account is now closed. It was an outstanding account for a long time that we had owed. The reason why we didn't get bills from it, because it was an old bill. Mm. And I paid it off, so we won't get that one anymore. We have three Verizon bills. One is closed now. One, I have a couple $1,000 credit. That's the one I was able to go back. They had charged us late fees and other fees, and it ended up being $4,000. So over the last 2 or 3 months, we haven't to pay anything to that account. And then we have one other account, which I paid $2,100 today. And they say that we still owe a balance of another $10,000. So I'm trying to find someone to negotiate at that Verizon company to see if it either can be made clear why we owe so much from, because I've been paying the monthly amount on it, and there's still this outstanding amount from previous to me looking taking over that I'm trying to address.
So we're down to two bills now, two accounts.
Yes, sir. Well, two Verizon bills. We still have ARC Telecommunications.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Tony. Sabu, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Sorry I was a little late. The 5K, Ms. Williams, did you ever get that straight and get a general idea of, I know we're around 4,000. Did you ever find it or get it straight?
That's something I said. Yes, sir. It hasn't been reported. It'll be reported at the LSB meeting at Sataria's. Again, she has it. I didn't realize that was something. I'm not prepared to give that to you now, but Martha Peterson did a nice job explaining everything, and sending a sheet with the full explanation and the full amount. I just don't have it in front of me right now.
So she'll give that report Wednesday?
She has it, and she'll give the report on Wednesday.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Abu. Any additional questions for Yuki? All right. Hearing none, what I'll do is go ahead and move into our next point, which is discussion of our FY25 budget. So as everybody knows, our fiscal year 25 started October 1. We were still trying to finalize the budget. You should have received a copy of it. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here in a moment, and we'll go through it. Just as a information about kind of background on how we got to this particular budget. Again, you know, it's just kind of like maybe year two, maybe even really like almost like year three of this. So what my concern has always been, you guys have always heard me say this, is that there was always a kind of sending of information up to the national office. The national office then produces financial statements that we then receive back that are consolidated, not often, they're consolidated with the entire network. The details around what PFW has done, I've been requesting information about how we got to the actual numbers that show up on the financial statements, i.e. the general ledger transaction. We don't have a bookkeeping system locally. It's just a paper that then was, I believe, coded locally, although there's been some kind of back and forth with the prior admin assistant about how things were coded or not coded. And then that coding then produces or, you know, gives us our financial statement. The reason why I asked for this is because it's important for me to understand conceptually kind of what the organization deems to be a, and this is just totally simple, like what is rent expense? What is telephone? These are all kind of simplistic. But then when you get into certain other things like travel expenses or certain other information around what specifically was being done at the office, you would need to understand how that certain transactions got walked into the financial statement. This is also important as we see going forward, we're going to be having an audit of the organization. And to me, you would want to have the supporting information, i.e. the source documents, invoices, checks, and such that are can be traced back to why the financial statements say what they say. So I give you that background because what we've done here on this particular budget is essentially try and do some averages about what the general ledger has currently. Again, in my experience, I often have the ability, when I've budgeted for other organizations, the ability to see the history of transactions within a particular account. And with that history, you can really see things that, hey, wait, maybe this isn't truly a telephone expense. Hey, maybe this truly isn't a rent cost. Hey, this is a one-time hit that will never happen again in the organization. All these particular things need to be understood so you can kind of really more accurately produce a financial statement. I'm sorry, a budget. So what we have here is essentially a average, and I'm going to pull it up, an average of the history of the financial statements that the national office has produced. One of the things I've been working on is a, I won't say a restatement, but a thought of what I think the transactions that have occurred from January 2023 up until today, where they may or should have been coded on the financial statement. What I'd like to do with the national office, and I haven't given this to Markeisha in full yet or Stephanie, is to compare the two. Let us see if these transactions that we've seen come through the organization that I've coded line up with what you all have. And if not, where's the difference? And maybe that's a little easier for them to stomach and digest than maybe just giving us a data dump of the general ledger. So we'll try it from that angle. We put in a lot of work, takes a lot of time to go back, you know, almost 2 years to try and make this thing work. And so I'm hoping that I'll get some positive response from Markeisha and Stephanie. So with that, let me go ahead and pull up the, I think I can share, right? No, not yet. I think you have to do the security thing for me, Eileen.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, is that the new thing you told me about?
Yeah, if you go into where it says more,
one more
down
second.
At the bottom, and it should be security, and then just click on
share screen. Okay, you should be able to.
All right. Yep, there we go. Excellent. All right. All right, I hope everybody can see this. Again, what we've done, and both, all three of us, Miyuki, myself, and Stephanie, actually took a Sunday evening, several hours on a Sunday, kind of working through this budget. In the middle here, in yellow, is the proposed FY25 budget. And again, what we did is we looked at these particular areas of income where the revenue lines were starting first. Listener support, major donors, other donations, car donations, community events, grant income, underwriting slash sponsorship, and then sustainers. And so as you can see, this $1.4 million was the budgeted number for FY24, but here's our actual that came in to the organization in FY23, $1.3 million. The idea here is to take this number that almost everything was coded to in the past, 1.37, so about 80,000 was coded in other places in listener support, but we said, let's break this listener support down. So this is 1.1 million in just kind of like pure listener support that would come into the organization. Of that 1.3 in the past, maybe 25,000 of it is going to be from what we're calling the major donor bucket. Another 12,000 from car donations. I'm going to skip these two here for a second. They're not in the 1.3, but then you come down here to the sustainers, which is also part of the historical kind of 1.3, almost 1.4 million at 180,000. So that's how we try to get back to this kind of listener support number. Sustainers, listener support, major donors. We then folded in the car donations that seem to be a pretty decent amount that comes in from folks giving their cars, and the company that works with us writes us checks for folks who bring their cars in. And there's a nice little flow of money that still comes in from there. So that's at $12,000. The community events idea is, of course, some of the things Miyuki just spoke about, where Blues Alley is going to be doing something. And I believe there's a real focus on trying to get alternative streams of income, not just simply from our pledge drives, but to go forward with community events. We pegged that at around $30,000. Grant income, there's an expectation that management will focus a little bit more on the grant area, not being too aggressive here, knowing that the grants are, kind of tricky and they don't always pan out, but we think maybe $20,000 in grants for the year. And then, of course, this new area that we've all been discussing and really need to get a lot of the programmers on board with, which is this underwriting slash sponsorship, really going after organizations that have a like-minded focus on being progressive, community-focused in D.C., not just any Tom, Dick, and Harry that has a business, but folks who are nonprofit and kind of working for the kind of jazz and justice theme that we have on our currently with our organization. So that gets us back to this 1.387, almost 1.4 million for fiscal year 25. So I'm going to pause there. Any discussion around the revenue number and how we got to that particular figure? I think it's rather straightforward, not really aggressive, as you can see. We're not going after a huge bump up or increase. in terms of where we were at fiscal 23. Fiscal 24, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of details on right now, again, because I was, as I said earlier, trying to work and get a more accurate accounting of what it is that happened in the organization. They did have the first two quarters, Q1 and Q2. You'll see that in column G here. And this number comes up to 466,000 through the first two quarters. So half a year there. So we don't think that if we multiply this by two, we would bring in more money than that in the fiscal year. So that's why when you see this number, it's not quite the equivalent of this. This is really just a kind of gauge or update on where we were during the preparation of this budget. This number here kind of more accurately displays the breakdown of the income streams. All right, I'll go to Dennis, Julie, and then Sabu. Dennis.
Yeah, this is not about the number, but more about process. Miyuki, I know you were concerned about this is about the underwriting. You were concerned about that. There was a lot of after the WBAI debacle. Does it seem like we have clear guidelines going forward that we can move aggressively on that? Because I do think there's a lot of opportunity there for us in fundraising.
Thank you for the question, Dennis. What I'm doing now, Addie has been generous enough to say she'll be a volunteer staff person that will be in charge of that. And so she's Kataria. That's interesting. Katia, Sataria, and I are meeting, going over the rules, regulations. Tony sent me what he had. I'm going through some of the stuff she had, and we're trying to formulate a uniform system that will be consistent across the board, and then within whatever compliance regulations they are. So it's taking a little bit longer than I would like to set it up, but we are in the process of doing it. It's just, as you can imagine, hard to get all, you know, Addie's schedule and everybody else's schedule. And it's just, the drive was just over last week. Yeah. So give me another week or two and hopefully we will get that on its feet. But, we're, again, all four of us are working on together. Addie will be the contact person in charge of it, but she's going to have to work within the rules and regulations of compliance. Pardon me.
That's great. Thanks, Katara Yuki.
Well, because.
All right. I have Julie and then Sabu. Julie, go ahead.
Yeah, no, just thanks for your all's hard work on this. I really appreciate the part you put there about, you know, how in the past media sponsors were categorized under major donors, but now we're really trying to separate that out and put it where it really belongs, which is not mixed in with major donors. Major donors, you know, give donations, not in consideration of something, whereas underwriting is, you know, they're giving donations, but in consideration of, you know, at least having their name announced on air as being a sponsor, right? So I really appreciate the clarity there. Thank
you. Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. Not a problem. Mostly, definitely the, push was from the executive director to make sure, knowing that there was a ambition for the organization. So you can't take all the credit, but thank you for that. Sabu.
Yeah. I think community events, that's revenue that came in, or I was looking for the where you gave a budget for 25. You know, 5K, I'm not sure about the Blues Festival, but some of the other events that are put on yearly, was that included in here? I'm trying to see if I can see that.
So we did not break it down by event. I know, Sabu, I was ambitious on that. I really wanted each of our areas that the LSB, you know, has a kind of oversight on or governance in terms of development and programming, kind of really understanding what their goals were for the year. But in that 30,000 here, community events, we're really trying to capture those standard events that have come in. And the 5Ks here, also the Blues Festival would be under this number as well. So we can add that note in terms of FY25. So within this 30,000 are going to be those kind of standard events the LSBA has supported, along with some additional events as management sees fit and kind of working with their team. But that is in that 30,000.
When you say within that 30, so this 30 is what, from previous community events or going to be scheduled for events in the future?
For 2024.
Yeah, so like I said, we use this column here, which is the actuals we have right here for a full year. Those community events came in at 33,000. Again, without having a complete breakdown here, we kind of used a conservative approach going into fiscal 25. We don't think there'll be a huge jump beyond this. In fact, you can see we brought it down to a round number of 30,000. So whatever we did in 23, and we might be able to ferret this out, might be able to dig this out, whatever that number was for the blues festivals would be in here. Whatever number was for 5K, all those would be probably back in that fiscal 23 number. And that's what kind of drives this $30,000 budgeted number for fiscal 25.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So the detailed breakdown, and again, I would love to, and I think we can do this in the coming year as we really go more granular on this. We should have sheets that extend this particular workbook out that would show a anticipated revenue from Blues Festival and some of the standard events. That's really the goal, is to kind of have those supporting schedules. So when people see these numbers, it's not taken as if we're just kind of spitballing and, you know, throwing darts. No, we have a history and we have an idea. We have a knowledge base of how many participants, so on and so forth, in these various events that would support the actual budget here. So again, this is, you know, more of us, you know, kind of being rough draft and kind of working in a conservative way to get to a number that is achievable for the organization. Do we need more revenue? Sure. $5 million would be fantastic. But, you know, we have to be reasonable and stay conservative in our approach so that, you know, we want some wins. You know, we don't want to undersell ourselves by any means, but we do want to show some kind of achievement, positive numbers coming in for the organization so that we can really keep the staff and the community encouraged about progress within the organization. So that's a lot of what's driving this number here as well. Being conservative, fiscally conservative about revenue and expense, really, when we get to that, but then also, you know, having some achievable goals that once we get there, we can kind of study that, the way in which we got to the goals that we achieved, the successes, take those, replicate them going forward, and then add on more as we become more and more nimble with staff and as folk get more and more involved. I truly believe once you see the numbers and the numbers start to flourish, I think more people will get encouraged by what's happening at the organization, not kind of beat the drums of despair, but really get more involved and want to be part of the renaissance that I think, you know, we'll be able to achieve. So that's a lot of what's going on there. All right. So that's our revenue. And coming down here, as we all know, the budgeted or the financial statements, excuse me, are broken down into categories. We have what's called our administrative expenses. Okay, so that total line is here. We have our programming expenses here, and then we also have development here. So I'll start off, actually the very first one is our salaries and related expenses. So what's in here are all the salaries for the staff, currently 6 full-time, 4 part-time on the staff. That number then translates into some FICA and other tax costs that impact the organization. There's a matching kind of 403B pension contribution for the staff if they participate. And then, of course, we do have a health plan for staff members as well. All of that is the cost to employ who we have currently at the station, that total is 680,000. All right, so we're in line with where we were or where we budgeted in 24, and then of course slightly higher, which makes sense than the salary number in 23. So I'll pause right there. Any questions on salary costs? All right. Right here is $5,000 that when speaking with Stephanie, the local board election costs, we put this in as a placeholder. She anticipates that this cost will be covered. The election costs will be covered by the national office, but she took care to put that in each of the station's budgets as a just in case. All right. So, even though that 5,000 sits there and, you know, all things, coming up roses, I mean, not perfect, but, you know, if we're in a good financial position overall in the network, then we expect that 5,000 to be absorbed within that, overall election number. If not, then we may have to, actually subsidize some of the election costs. And that's why that 5,000 is there. All right. So that's our 5,000 board costs. As we move down to some more of the administrative costs, we have a little bit of money, $1,500 in consultants. As you all know, we've had a terrible time with consultants here, going back to fiscal 23, 180 some thousand. And then even, this current year in the first two quarters, spending about 86, almost 87,000. This has come way down. We had some consultants doing the financials, working with the national office, doing the books. We also had consultants working on the at board ops. All of those positions are no longer functioning and have not been functioning really since April. So we anticipate very, very low consultant help in the way of administrative and or board ops. We think that we'll be able to work and supplement that with some folks, obviously, that are currently working and that some volunteer work as well. All right. So that's why that 1500, kind of a just in case number. If we do have to call in somebody for some help, a number will be there. 14,000 on telephone expense. This is the administrative telephone cost. There are some other telephone costs below, but this is for just the office phones at 14,000. There's internet and cable costs as well, 7,000, very low postage, not much being sent out administratively. Almost all the communication now, as everybody may be familiar with, is almost all of it is done via email administratively. Very few letters are sent out. There's some development costs in terms of postage, but this admin costs really not much at all. There's a cost to maintain the website. Of course, there's interest costs and bank charges for maintaining a checking account at $6,000. A little bit of office supplies. Currently, right now, you know, we have a copier that sits in the office, pretty big copier. But beyond that, society's moving to a lot less paper. I mean, pens are pretty much free now. You can pick up a pen anywhere. So supplies in terms of office are very low. We may need some folders here and there. We do anticipate probably during this move when we relocate that we'll have to buy boxes and box things up. But we've budgeted that for in the relocation budget and not here in the administrative costs. General repairs, again, should be minimal. Here's the largest number in this area, $100,000 for office rent. Currently, we're still obviously over at 1990, so we're absorbing the first 4 months, October, November, and December. I'm sorry, September was the last year. So October, November, December, the first quarter of the year, first 3 months, will be at this higher number. We anticipate, hopefully, through the relocation efforts, this will come way down way down from the 17,000. We are, our goal has always been on that committee to be under 10,000 a month in terms of office rent. Utilities for the office at 9,000. This is higher here. And, the way we've had to look at this is with the move, potentially some of the leases will have a utility cost in there. And so that's why administratively we've got a utility cost at 9,000. Typically these utilities have always just been part of the PEPCO costs within the tower area. All right, so this is, we're anticipating this coming way down here. No more travel, no storage fees for us, and then we don't think there'll be any computer supplies or anything like that. In total, $141,000 in administrative costs. So I'll pause right there. Any question about administrative costs? All right, moving forward. Next is the programming cost. And this, you know, this is where we want to make our biggest investment, right? Programming, and then number two would be development. But the programming to get us on air, to get us sounding crisp and clean as we broadcast, all these things factor in. So we have a little bit, again, as a just in case, in terms of consultants. This would be something in the area, again, of board ops or something like that if we need someone to come in and kind of pinch hit. $1,200 there, pretty minimal. There's programming supplies. What this really constitutes here is some Zoom accounts. I believe there's three now. There's a news, programming, and there's actually an LSB Zoom account as well. They have YouTube. There's some Adobe. That's at annual cost, $2,500. As you all know, the tower rent over at AMU, this is our cost here at $72,000. We brought this down from the 81K back in fiscal 23 because we believe there's a lot of late fees and other kind of penalties that were accumulated in that number. This is the straight 12-month number here at 72,000. The utilities for the tower, this goes back again to the PEPCO costs, as Yuki stated earlier, kind of higher in the summer months. We really get hammered trying to cool that place when it gets hot, and then we're going to look at potentially kind of tweaking the power and how far we broadcast. Does it impact us in a negative sense? Do we have less people that can access our sound and our broadcast from further distances? Absolutely, but it's a bit of a trade-off we'll probably have to do until we really get that revenue number flowing in a way that gets us a positive. Gives us the ability to really keep that energy or that broadcast level up. Internet and cable. This is basically the internet that runs through the tower. So to get that nice sound that you hear on the website or all the other ways in which you can access our broadcast, this internet allows us to do that at $18,000. Maintenance, technical wire supply costs. This is something that the chief engineer believed we needed to put in. It's going to be important for us to make sure that during the move that we have any kind of issues after the move to kind of make sure we keep the transmitter and other things sounding correctly. So this is why this number has gone up to 20,000 during the fiscal 25. Some telephone and radio expenses, and then this is our BMI cost right here. All in all, $207,500 being invested in the programming area in fiscal 25. So any questions on programming? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to our final, well, second to last category. This is our development expenses. Again, number two, I know our administrative, kind of like those fixed costs that you have, but development and programming really are your investment areas that you want to you want to try and put more energy into those to generate a little bit more income on the backside. So 31,000, this is really 2%, just over 2% of revenue. These are all the costs that come into play when you're having to process those credit cards. And most of what we receive now are credit cards through the website during the listener support. So we took a average or took a percentage of the revenue at 2.1% to get to that 31,000. So here's your postage, a little bit more here, 500. Supply costs, 7,500. Again, these are supplies to kind of make sure that if we do have to send out letters soliciting major donors, there's like this email and marketing platform called Emma Mail that we use to send blasts. I think a lot of us are receiving a few different things. I think there's a newsletter that goes out. There's also a blast that comes out about programming and what kind of like what you missed. So all these kind of things, the email marketing service allows us to do that. So $7,500 there. Another $3,000 putting together the community events. Included in here is also any kind of t-shirts and giveaways that we might have. So not a huge investment there, but we do know that in order to kind of, you know, people like to have little gifts and stuff. So that $3,000 is there. The $25,000 is the fund drive and telemarketing. So as you all know, Telerep is our main vendor there, answering our phones. We brought that down some because we feel like Vinny and his team of volunteers, they've been able to come in more often during those peak times of the fund drives to answer phones. And so you'll should see that cost come down as we get more and more folks on board answering phones for us. All right. The reason why we don't have these two numbers, all right, premiums and shipping of premiums, what we had done in the past that really got us kind of jammed up a little bit in the way of compliance is we would have a lot of these merch kind of giveaways during the fund drives. And we were often selling the merchandise and not the station. And so in order to get away from that, there's a company that allows us to sell the PFW merch online. And so you send individuals to this website. They're able to make their own purchases there. That company then sends us our portion or percentage of the sale back to us. So we believe this is a much more complicit in the way of our FCC issue, way of doing business, but also takes a lot of the burden off of the staff. That was another big problem. We had a lot of complaints coming in from listeners saying they weren't receiving their premiums and the things they ordered. And then, you know, we get behind and we can't send things out and the money gets tight and the shipping. So all of that can be mitigated and we believe kind of taken out of the equation by sending our listeners to this website to order what they, you know, what they would like from WPFW. With all that said, development costs for the year, $67,000. Any questions on development?
Yep, yeah, I'm trying to find a hand. Can't find my hand. Okay.
I got you. Got you, Tony. Go ahead.
What happened to it? Can you walk us through an example of how the merch system, the new merch system that you just described, would play out?
So we're not going to be offering anything substantial during the fund drives. There won't be any kind of premiums associated with a fund drive. So you probably have heard very, very few, maybe not any, of a programmer saying with your contribution of $100, you'll receive a, you know, bucket hat. You know, for more information, go to blah, blah, blah. That's been eliminated. The way we would send this out is to send it to our listeners directly, a link saying, hey, for more DFW swag, go here. Do we receive probably fewer requests for that? Yes. Less people will probably go to the website to place orders. But it eliminates that major cost that we were incurring and eliminates that kind of potential to violate these rules that were under these restrictive rules. So it's not going to play out in the fund drive per se. You're not going to see a lot of difference from what you hear now programmers saying, which is pretty much nothing. But it will be a way in which the management team should be able to market and send out and and push people towards this website and allow them to order items. Miyuki, you want to add something to that? I see your hand there.
Well, you did a pretty comprehensive job of explaining it, but basically, Tony, it's just a website that will have the coffee cups, the mug, the bucket hats, as Kamau said, or t-shirts, where people can go order what they want, get the size they need, put in the order there, and whoever the website that we are able to engage with will send it to the individuals directly. So there's no hands in packing, putting labels on anything. We don't have the staff or the time to do that right now. And so the people can still get those items, but it'll be just directly from a website. So we're in the process of developing a website with swag and then also a website with possibly a silent auction. We're getting some offers of things that we could give away, but we want to get the best possible price for them. And so the website, which was which is being worked on actively as we speak now too, would be able to hold those two items and have them as potential money streams for the station, and less work and less disappointment.
Okay, so the fund drive thank you gifts will still be available as...
No, we're not doing thank you gifts. Yeah, we're not we're not doing thank you gifts at all. It gets us in dangerous ground. One, some people use them as crutches instead of selling the station. They spend a lot of time we're trying to get programmers to focus on selling WPFW, selling Jazz and Justice, selling their strip, selling their show, selling themselves, as opposed to selling this great coffee mug or these great theater tickets that they can get. What we're trying to do is just have all the swag available and people can get whatever they want. We can send them to the website, but that's something that'll be going on all along. We won't be focusing on anything during the drives. At some point, if we can get people to stay within compliance, we may do events, because that doesn't require any additional work other than making a list of who's going to go where. But it's very challenging, Tony. I understand compliance, but I slip always, because you can't do a call to action. And you can, well, that's the main thing. It's a natural thing to say, I'm going to be there. Hope to see you too. And we can't do that. So we're under scrutiny. This new administration, we're under even more scrutiny and, or we're going to be under even more scrutiny. And whatever we can do to protect ourselves or not put ourselves in the position where we make any slip ups or anything. So that's why I took away the thank you gifts, initially, I took them away just until we got caught up on everything, and we're just about caught up, we think. But it's just too risky now with the compliance issues for us to put things on where people are, because when you're pitching, you're trying to think of narratives all the time, whatever, something to get people to call, and it just puts us too much at risk.
So if I'm a programmer and I have 10 books from Gerald Horn, or if I have some CDs, is that also, does that fall into compliance too?
Yep. No, we're not offering books, CDs, anything. Right. Well, again, hopefully we'll have a web page up and people can go, we can say simply, you know, go to our, I don't think we'll call it Merck web page, but you go to our website. Just in general, we may have to have a PSA running to see, you know, what people can pick up, but no, we're not going to do any books. We're not doing any CDs.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I think the term they've been using is an inducement. And I think the inducements are what's kind of got everybody skittish, Tony, around doing that. And it's not like the programmers are not aware. It's just when you're in your flow, it's always one of those things that, hey, a couple of slip-ups here and there, and somebody else calls in or somebody else has a idea that PFW, hey, they're, you know, out of bounds, or if the FCC themselves kind of listens in, it's one of those things where it could really drive a negative number for the whole network, not just us personally. So it was one of those things that I think, as Mookie's saying, the better we get, the sharper we get, then maybe we can fold in some more gifts, but really at a lower tone, not at this kind of, because we used to have, I mean, I think some of us have seen it. I mean, a laundry list of things you could get. And you start reading all that stuff off, you almost are just selling the gifts and not really the quality of the programming. All right. Thanks for that. That's a good question, though. All right. So as you can see, our total expenses, before we get down to our final area, which is central services, but $1.1 million in expenses. So that's salaries, administrative, programming, and development. Central services. Right now, the central services we have is for the national office. National office is 15% of the revenue for the year. That's $208,000, just over $208,000. The National Archives, this information is now public, so I don't think we're stepping on any confidentiality issues here, but the archives is no longer needed. We no longer need to support the archives. The archives are currently being digitized. There's a big job, and folks have donated. I believe there's a public radio station out of Boston and some other folks, Smithsonian, that have contributed to the work now being done to digitize the archives. So that staff and that leadership is no longer there. So that support is out of the budget for this year. So the only thing that we're sending money to, sending money for central services, will be the national office. Does that make sense to everybody? Did everyone understand the two areas? There's national office, which is essentially our executive director, Markeisha, and, you know, whatever their activities are. This archives is no longer no longer need a support because it's not active. Any question around that? Okay, good. I didn't mess that up. All right. Total expenses for the year, $1.3 million, just over $1.3 million. Our revenue for the year was $1.38. So when you net the two down here, we are just over the Mendoza line, 76,000, almost 77,000, we believe, in income. These numbers need to change. This is fiscal 25, so I'm sorry for that. This is a kind of wash, rinse, repeat from the prior year, but this should be fiscal 25. So it's a little different from our budget for 24. We came down a little bit from the budget here. Net income is up a little bit. And as you can see, we have, we were in the red in 24. We believe that the bottom line will be a positive in 25. Any questions on any of this? Because we do need to have a motion on approving this and then moving it forward to our meeting with the full board on Wednesday. Any further discussion? Abu, go ahead.
Yeah, on the moving cost, there was some funds that, you know, from raising different pledges we had and programs. I think last time I saw it on the website, it was around 70,000. Where does that fit in moving costs? That was supposed to be for moving. Is that still available? I know Stephanie made a commitment to holding on to those funds, not to be used for anything else.
Yes. So we had a special day of fundraising, or weekend maybe it was, of fundraising for the move, and that money is still available.
Okay.
And that will be used along with additional funds. We believe the budget to move was around $100,000. So we'll have to add to that. But there was a special day of fundraising, a weekend of fundraising that related to the relocation. So that plus additional monies we believe we may need to relocate up to 100,000 at this point. So that's not in these numbers. That's a separate, completely separate, budget. And, that needs to be detailed out as soon as possible from that committee, but that is not in these numbers right here. We don't have that in here.
Okay.
And that's on purpose. I mean, we did not want to mix in to the operations this kind of special, scenario of relocation, which obviously doesn't happen every year. So really, you know, we really should be able to support that with the special funding or special fundraising that we're doing.
Okay.
So, all right. Yep. No, not a problem. You're welcome. Any other questions before I ask for a motion to approve? All right, hearing none, is there somebody from the committee that would like to move to approve this fiscal 25 budget and move it to the local station board, the full board, for their review and approval on Wednesday? Tony, go ahead.
So moved.
So moved. All right. You second it. All right. It's been moved by Member Leon, seconded by Member Hakim, that we move this FY 25, fiscal year 25 proposed budget from this committee to the local station board for their review and approval. Any opposition to that motion? All right, very well. Hearing none, it's so moved. Eileen, if you would so kindly, we'll probably just get together quickly, do some touch-ups to make sure we got all of our labeling correct. Mm-hmm. And if you could get this over to Ellen, along with our report from this meeting, they can then consolidate that and have that available for the members before the Wednesday meeting. You can do it that way. Okay.
Yeah, sometime tomorrow, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the member. Okay.
Yeah.
So there was, I can say, hearing no objection that the motion was passed, right?
Yes, please do. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. All right, great. Anything new or of concern that this committee would like to address? I will say, like I mentioned earlier, there's a for sure going to be an audit and a filing of some 990s for the last couple of years that have to take place. So we have to prepare for that. Very, very quickly, Markeisha, the national business manager, has made that request of management. So in working with Miyuki and her team, we're quickly trying to cobble together all the data that we have and supporting documentation to get it to them for their preparation for the audit. Anybody who's been through that knows that, you know, The one document you're missing, the auditors seem to always ask for it. So we got to make sure we have everything ready to go. Eileen, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm more curious than anything else. Do you know if we're going to stick with the same audit firm, or are they going to look for somebody to conduct a service?
Yeah, good question. I think they're sticking with the same, but don't quote me. Let me find out. I think it's the same auditor, and oftentimes it's frowned upon to switch auditors, but I think we owed them some money as well. So That's always an issue, making sure that they're compensated for the work. But I believe if they're paid in full, that they would be the ones to go forward with the audit. But
sure.
Don't quote me yet. I'll find out. Yeah.
I won't quote you, I promise. Yeah, no, I was just
All right.
more curious than anything else.
Yeah. No. Good question. Any other new business that the committee would like to bring up here tonight before we close? All right. I think we have some takeaways. Miyuki and her staff will have those two reports on the reggae and 5K for us on Wednesday. This will be available, this being the budget, proposed budget, will be available to the board in our report on Wednesday. Anything else anyone needs of record before we close out? I think those were the two highlights. All right, very well. Great meeting. I really appreciate everybody's patience and time. Thank you, Eileen, for getting everything together and keeping me straight. And then I guess we'll see most of everybody on Wednesday for our full board meeting, okay?
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn, anybody?
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks,
I'm
everybody.
If somebody else.
What's that?
I'll
move. I think we have a motion to.
Okay.
Yes. So moved. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening. Talk to you all soon.
Good night.
Night.
Yep, good night.
Right. I guess I'll end this meeting for all.